This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. This week, the Dow partied like it was 1999. It was 1999 when the Dow closed above the 10,000 milestone for the first time ever. So now that we're topping 14K, is it full speed ahead or party's over for our portfolios? Nearly all of us have skin in the game. Our retirement funds, our kids' college funds. Is it time to rethink our investment strategies? And if we've been on the sidelines, is it too late to get back in the game? To answer those questions, we're joined by Ken Winans. He's a portfolio manager and the founder of Winans International Investment Management in San Francisco. Hiya, Ken.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm really well. All right. First of all, let's do a quick reality check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's just 30 stocks. It's not the whole market. So even though we're up there in this nosebleed altitude, does this tell us that the entire market's on fire?
The markets are moving in a positive direction, and there's an awful lot of really good companies that are doing very well right now.
Then let's talk strategy. Some analysts on Wall Street are saying that we are at the outset of an enormous bull run. Obviously, nobody can say for sure. Should I be rethinking my allocation between stocks and bonds, go a little heavier into stocks at the moment?
Yes. Not to be in equities in the long term and not to be in good companies is technically a mistake. Now, you can find corporate bonds out there that are paying 5, 6, 7%. For a lot of retirees or people nearing retirement, I think that makes a lot of sense because you will need income when you retire. If you're younger and you've missed the bond market rally and you are looking at where do I put new money, I think you have to lean toward equities.
A lot of people rightly freaked out as the market was going in all sorts of directions, as the downturn worked its way out. They pulled out of the market. They got onto the sidelines.
Yes.
Here we are now in uncharted territory with the Dow. Is it too late to get back in?
No, it's not. But it's at the same time, nothing goes straight up. What I would suggest is this. There's also a seasonal issue within the markets. We have some very big tax bills people are going to have to pay in April. It will not surprise me to see people have to sell some of their stocks to pay those tax bills in April. So it's not a surprise to see the market have a temporary lull going into April. That would be something to check. The other thing, people are scared to death about the sequester situation and the continuing budgetary problems. This is going to be a reoccurring theme for the next 5 years.
Ken Winans is a portfolio manager, and he's the founder of Winans International Investment Management in San Francisco. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.